What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the social circle. I know it's been a while. We haven't done an episode since August. I just looked at that and I'm like, damn, wow. But I'm back now, and you know, I should have been here sooner to, you know, update you guys on you know, my predictions of the NFL playoffs and like recapping what has happened so far. But lots been going on, so let's just get right to it. I'm, you know, since I'm here at work right now in my office doing this episode. So far, I mean, it's been a very entertaining NFL playoffs. I mean, this, like, you got teams that made it that shouldn't have even made it, and it's incredible. It's just incredible the way things have gone. This playoff season, it's incredible. I mean, let's start with the wild cards. I mean, could we really expect more out of what we saw? I mean, first off, Dallas and Green Bay, come on. What else do I need to say? I mean, if anybody, if there's any Cowboys fans out there listening, I do apologize, but this is your franchise now. This is what it's come down to. You guys cannot make it past, can't even make it past a divisional round, no matter how great of a season you've had. You know, you get a first round bye, whether you're in the wild card, whatever, it doesn't matter. Something needs to be done in that franchise. And no, Bill Belichick is not the solution to your problems, because you're just going to run him out the door. And I'll talk a little bit about coach in a second. But yeah, that was to be expected. I mean, Green Bay played a hell of a game. That was incredible. And you know, hats off to them. Pittsburgh and Buffalo, another great game. I mean, Josh Allen is one of those guys that you know, he's been fighting. He's been working his ass off to make Buffalo Super Bowl contending team, and you know, he's done that for his entire career so far. You know, Pittsburgh again, what's gonna happen? I don't know. Is Mike Tomlin coming back to Pittsburgh? We'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, just hats off to you know, Pittsburgh and Buffalo. I mean, in just an incredible game. Eagles and Bucks, I was really rooting for the Eagles on this one. I was really hoping that the Eagles would make it back to the Super Bowl after getting screwed last year by a call that shouldn't have even happened. And it couldn't be done. And, you know, questions just continue to flare. Like, what's next for Jason Kelce? Is he going to return to Philly? Or is he just going to hang it up after 13 amazing seasons? You know, just from his long hair, you know, quarterback to quarterback, head coach to head coach, finally winning a Super Bowl. And now, you know, losing to his brother in the Super Bowl. And, you know, what's going to happen next? Is he just going to call it a career? Which, if he does, he has nothing to be ashamed of at all. He's a great center. I would definitely not be upset if he decides to hang it up. I'm sure a lot of Eagles fans will be heartbroken, but you know, good things must come to an end. And there comes a time where, you know, every cowboy rides off into the sunset, and, you know, probably shouldn't say that word cowboy when I'm referring to an Eagles player. But, yeah, whatever Jason decides, you know, will be the best decision for him. And the Eagles will be back. I guarantee you, the Eagles will be back. They just struggled towards the end of the season. They really shouldn't have been a wild card. I believe that they should have made you know, they should have at least had the number two seed. You know, Tampa Bay. You know, Baker Mayfield, you know, another guy that has been through so many teams, and people thought he was just a one-hit wonder, but just looking at everything he's done since, you know, since signing with Tampa, he's a hell of a quarterback, and he has a long way to go in his career, and I believe that I believe he can help this Buccaneers team get back into playoff contention and potentially making a Super Bowl, maybe even winning another Super Bowl. I think coaching is definitely something they need to work on as well. Miami, you know, the Miami Dolphins. I mean, who would have? I'll be honest. When I saw Tyreek Hill go to Miami, I didn't think. I thought that was a bad decision, you know, for Tyreek's sake. But I mean, you know, he's the cheetah, and like him and Tua, that QB receiver duo. It's no wonder we couldn't, you know. You know, I'm a Patriots fan. It's no wonder my Patriots couldn't beat them in the regular season at all. I mean, it's hard to stop the cheetah, man. You know, it's really hard to stop a cheetah in the middle of his tracks. You know, like defensively, like even if you decide to double up on him, it's impossible. Like he's incredible, you know. But anyways, Houston had a hell of a run, you know. They just lost to Baltimore, which that was to be expected. But CJ Stroud, you know, he's got a long way to go. He's got a long career ahead of him. And I truly believe he'll be back. He'll be right back in the playoffs. He has nothing to be ashamed of. He's busted his ass. He's a workhorse in the NFL. And I truly believe he has a huge career ahead of him, and lots of success. You know, whether he stays with Houston, ends up leaving. You know, doesn't matter, but he has a long way to go. I mean, what he did to Cleveland, what Houston did to Cleveland in that wild card round, that was impressive as hell. You know, that was really impressive, and you know, I do believe that CJ Stroud will soon to be MVP someday. You know, probably not this year because there's a lot of contenders. There's a lot of people above him on the MVP race, which leads me to Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, hands down, should be MVP already. You know, I don't know why we're even waiting. Like, that shouldn't even be a question. Lamar Jackson is just, and I've said this before, Lamar Jackson reminds me of a young Michael Vick. You know, the things he can do on that field is unbelievable. You know, he hasn't even been in the league like 10 years, and look what he's done. You know, So I do believe Lamar Jackson will win his will win MVP this year, and I believe the Ravens will definitely be in the Super Bowl as well. Can't forget that incredible game in Detroit, the Rams versus Lions. You know, Matthew Stafford returning to Detroit. And that was just incredible. That was just an incredible game. Hats off to both teams. You know, Dan Campbell, wow. I mean, Dan Campbell as coach, he's always fired up after every win. Like I watch a lot of, his locker room speeches after wins, you know, him just telling the team how much he appreciates, you know, firing him up, getting him prepared for the next team, you know. And to win your first playoff game in over three decades is amazing, you know. So Detroit definitely deserves to be where they are right now. And I mean, look at them. You know, a team that went 0-16 at one point. You know, they took Jared Goff from L.A. Matthew Stafford went to L.A. And just the chemistry Jared has with Detroit is way better than the chemistry he had in L.A. I'd have to say that, you know. And Jared Goff knows what it's like to be in a Super Bowl, and he knows what it's like to come up short in the Super Bowl. I mean, you know, my team beat him, but you got to think it was his first game, first Super Bowl, and you know, it was it's a lot of pressure when you're a young quarterback and it's your first big dance, and you know, you're going up against the greatest of all time. I mean, I feel for any quarterback that has lost to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. But definitely hats off to Jared Goff. I'll admit I didn't think Detroit was going to change after last season, after the way their season ended last year. I didn't think, but in that last, I look back to that last game Detroit had last season when they kept the Packers out of the playoffs. You know, that was like, I had a feeling. I knew right then and there Detroit's going to come back strong, and look what they've done. You know, home field advantage. They win their first playoff game in 32 years, and they had fans crying. They have season ticket holders who have been fans since forever. You know, since the Barry Sanders days, they had Eminem, Detroit's own Eminem, you know, supporting them, and you know, the city of Detroit definitely deserves it. They've been through a lot, and they definitely deserve to be where they are today, making the NFC Championship. We'll just see what happens. I mean, it's gonna be a tough game. In San Francisco, we'll definitely see what happens. Moving on to the divisional round, again, just very entertaining games, you know. Baltimore, I knew it. Again, C.J. Stroud, just a hell of a run, and you know, he'll definitely be back. Lamar Jackson, I mean, I already said it, MVP, definitely going to win MVP this year. And, you know, he's incredible. Like he is dangerous on that field. Kansas City and Buffalo, that I'm not going to lie, I did get a little bit pissed off because kind of tired of Kansas City. You know, nothing against the team. The team is great, but it's like when I hear things like Patrick Mahomes is the next Tom Brady, I just get so pissed off because how dare you? You know what I mean? Like how can you say that this early? It's still early in his career, so like anything can happen. You know, anything can happen between then and now. You know, like will he have a long career in Kansas City? Will he stay in Kansas City till the end? Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know. But you know, I don't know. But I do think, I will say this. I always enjoy watching Kansas City versus Buffalo, whether it's regular season or playoffs. It's always an entertaining game. It's always a very competitive game, very entertaining, and you can expect greatness out of every single one of those matchups. And this is a rivalry that's getting pretty hot. It's getting pretty hot, you know. Again, we'll have to see what happens with Buffalo next year. Tampa and Detroit, I mean, did you really expect anything less of what we saw? I mean, again, Detroit is just incredible. It's just unstoppable. I knew it from the end of last season. Like I said, they were going to come back stronger than ever, and they've done that, you know. They have done that. And Tampa has nothing to be ashamed of. They will be back. They just need some help defensively, and definitely need better communication offensively. So some changes need to be made in that franchise for them to be great again. Niners and Packers, again, an incredible game, an incredible ending. I didn't expect anything less. The Niners deserve it. Like, Brock Purdy, I'm rooting for this guy too. Definitely rooting for this guy to make the Super Bowl. Like, Mr. Irrelevant, not no more. You cannot call him that anymore because he's no longer irrelevant. You cannot honestly say that Brock Purdy does not have you can't call him Mr. Irrelevant anymore, dude. Like, this is it. He's way beyond that. He's done so much, and you know, to take over a team at lead quarterback, injury after injury, and you know, I'm not gonna lie. When he first came off the bench, he wasn't all that. But now look, he's taken over the entire season, and he is all that. He is all that. So definitely believe that he will bring the Niners to the Super Bowl. And we'll see what happens from there. You know, so we got two amazing games this Sunday, Championship Sunday. And, you know, kind of messes me up with the times of the games. But I'm definitely going to be watching, considering I do not work on Sundays. Lions and Niners. 49ers are favorite by 7 points, 7 point spread. I think it's definitely going to be a close game. Just expect a very defensive game. I don't think it's going to be very high scoring because there's going to be a lot of defense in that game. You know, like Detroit's pass rush is incredible, and you know, the Niners defense is great. Even the Niners offense, like, you know, Deebo Samuel, he's a 50-50 for this Sunday, and people say that's going to make a difference, but honestly, I don't believe that, because Mr. Irrelevant, quote unquote, has more weapons than just Deebo, and we'll definitely see something happening. So I'm gonna go 49ers in this one. You know, Detroit has had an incredible run, but I think it ends here in the NFC Championship. 49ers over the Lions. I'm not predicting a score because I always get it wrong, but it's going to be a close game, I think. I don't think the spread is going to be covered, honestly. Well, I mean, it has to be covered, but oh boy, it's going to be a close one. I think it's going to be down to a field goal. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll go to overtime. But I'm saying in regulation it ends, and it's going to end in a field goal. And 49ers are going to win and head to the Super Bowl. Chiefs and Ravens, you know, again, Lamar Jackson. I personally think Lamar Jackson has the Chiefs number. And, you know, Kansas City, I think they need better communication. You know, judging by that divisional round game, that was really close. Because if that game would have went to overtime, if Tyler Bass didn't miss that field goal, it would have been tough in OT for Kansas City. So definitely gonna go Ravens, and you know. Again, the spread is 3.5. I think it's, you know, that I agree with. I agree it's gonna be a close game. It's gonna be down to a field goal as well. And this game will actually be an overtime game, I believe. And yeah. So that's my predictions for this weekend. It's going to be 49ers and Ravens in the Super Bowl. And, you know, this will be the second time these two teams meet. Last time it was Colin Kaepernick and Joe Flacco. It was Jim and John Harbaugh facing each other. Ray Lewis's final game. And, you know, the Ravens stole it from San Francisco, and I don't believe that's going to happen again. So I think the 49ers are going to definitely put the pressure on Lamar Jackson, and you know, you got OBJ in there too. Again, I might be wrong. Maybe Lamar will pull it off. Maybe he'll be the third quarterback in NFL history to win league MVP and Super Bowl MVP, you know. But I do think it's going to be very, very competitive. It's going to be very defensive, and it's going to be insane. So we'll definitely see what happens there. So I want to go back to the Bill Belichick issue. I mean, you know, Bill, I've been meaning to address this, and this is another reason why I've been kind of off my game with the podcast lately. You know, just looking at the way our season ended, the way our entire season was, it was disgusting. You know, it was not not what I wanted. I would have loved for Bill to stay. But I mean, 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowls and just, you know, making us as the scariest team in the league. You know, defensively, offensively, you know, from Tom Brady, Troy Brown, and just all the greats. Coach, you know, I do, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you for everything you've done for this team, for this franchise, and you know, best of luck in your future endeavors. Which, you know, it's gonna come up soon, because he had 2 interviews this week with the Atlanta Falcons, and we'll see what happens. I do believe Belichick is gonna sign with the Falcons. The Falcons are a team that's ready to win, and you know, maybe it'll be awkward considering, you know, we beat them in the Super Bowl after being down 25 points. So we'll definitely see what happens. But like, looking at the Atlanta Falcons season, they finished 7-10. Just you know, it's not maybe it may not be a winning record, but at least, you know, at least they can say they weren't in last place. They can't say they were dead last. They're a team that's definitely ready to win, and I do believe they will win. I think if Belichick ends up signing with them, it's gonna be one hell of a season for them, and the NFC South better be ready for Atlanta. So Tampa Bay and New Orleans, watch out. You know, Carolina, good luck to you. As Belichick is coming to Atlanta, and you already know what he's capable of. So we'll definitely see what happens there, man. I mean, it's gonna be one hell of a year. What else? I mean, I don't know. This is kind of weird, me doing it, this specific episode all alone. But you know, it's not like I haven't done it before. But I don't know. I mean, this season has been very entertaining. A lot of surprises has happened, and I think with our team, you know, with the Patriots, you know, Gerard Mayo is a new Patriots head coach, and I have faith in him. I believe in him, and I think we'll be all right, Gerard. You know, and this is what I've been saying since the rumor has been speculating that Bill is going to leave. If we need a new head coach, it needs to be a former player, you know, someone that's already played under Robert Kraft and Belichick, someone that knows the franchise and knows what we're capable of, maybe a Super Bowl winning player, and we have that in Gerard Mayo. And not only that, he's our first African American head coach in Patriots history. You know, I think he has a lot of chemistry with the team. I think we're gonna do good this year. I think we're gonna be all right. Because you know, Gerard is a young guy. He's committed. He's loyal to you know, Bob Kraft and and the organization. And, you know, he's going to make some changes for the better. He's going to do what's best for the franchise, and he's going to make sure we have a better season than we did this year. So, I'm not worried about Gerard being our head coach. Congratulations. And you know, just help us turn it around, man. You know. But with that, you know, I hope you all had a wonderful holiday. Wonderful holidays, I should say. You know, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that. And we'll see you next time on the show. Later, guys.